Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Inside Austin in studio with a dear friend of ours. She's been near and dear. She's been always with us during the holidays because, well, we raise money together for Dell Children's Medical Center. And I say we, I say our cluster here, Entercom Austin, along with Dell Children's Medical Center and Megan join us in studio. Hi, Megan. How's it going?
It's going great, Alex. How are you doing?
Fantastic to have you in. It's always great to catch up with you because you always have a smile on your face and you always bring smiles to people's faces, especially the kiddos at Dell Children's Medical Center, because you always bring money back to the hospital. And that's a great thing. And that money comes from people. And without you people listening, we wouldn't get money for Dell Children's Medical Center. And putting smiles on kids' faces during the holiday seasons, that is priceless. That's amazing. And we want you to help. Megan, give us a little brief kind of rundown of, I think a lot of people would have questions about is, where is the money going and what does Dell Children's Medical Center need? Because there's that misconception of the word Dell in front of there, that name, it sounds like they have everything, which is absolutely false, and they need help.
Thank you, Alex. That's very true. I do think that's a misconception in the community. We really are the safety net hospital for the greater Central Texas community. We are providing a huge level of charity care. We are the only level one trauma center serving a 46 county region across Central Texas. And we are a nonprofit hospital. And so even though we have that name, Dell Children's, I think it's important for people to understand that there still is a really big need there. And a lot of what we do in taking care of every child who comes through our doors really depends on support from our community and partnerships like the one that we have here.
Absolutely. Megan in studio from Dell Children's Medical Center talking about Dell Children's Medical Center needing money. And yes, it sounds a little odd because the word Dell in front of it. But again, she mentioned they are a nonprofit and there's no kid turned away.
That's right. No child is ever turned away, regardless of their family's financial situation. So we are providing a huge level of charity care to our community. And I was pretty stunned to learn that almost 75% of our patients are uninsured or underinsured. That is a huge number. And that's a huge need that we're filling in our community that we really would not be able to do without philanthropy. So it's really critical to us fulfilling our mission of taking care of every child that comes through our doors.
And now this is where we ask you, Austin, Texas, and surrounding area. Well, we need a little bit of money. We need to do some fundraising here. And I know you're questioning, like, well, where's my money going to go? I'd love to know, Megan, what's the current situation at the hospital? Where do they need? What's the priority right now at the hospital if people make a donation? Where's that going?
We're in a really exciting time of growth at Dell Children's, just like the rest of Austin. Everything is kind of exploding in the city, and we need to be able to keep up with the needs of our community. And so right now we are in a campaign called the Here Campaign, which is all about keeping kids here in Austin. And we are going to open a brand new building right at the corner of Mueller and Philomena, adjacent to the hospital. And so this building is all about expanding three centers of excellence at Dell Children's around our cardiology care for heart care, our neurology care, which is caring for the child's brain and spine, as well as our hematology oncology care, which is cancer and blood disorders. So those three areas have really been identified by our hospital leadership as places where we need to expand because they're places where kids are having to leave Austin to get the care that they need. And so we've got to fill those holes and fill those gaps and make sure that we provide the full spectrum of care in these areas to make sure that kids can get the care here that they need at Dell Children's right here in Austin.
We have Megan in studio from Dell Children's Medical Center talking about how you can help out and be a part of Dell Children's Medical Center, making a donation. I'm going to give you several ways here very shortly of how you can help out, but this one website right here, supportdellchildrens.org, is how you can help out right now. Now, we're going to be around town, and when I say we, our radio station, Intercom Austin / Mix 94.7, we've been a part of the Dell Children's family for a long time with Mix Makes Miracles. We've raised over $770,000 since 2014.
Right.
With you, the city of Austin, we couldn't have done it without you. And now we're going on the road, and we have some great partners, and we've had some great partners from a long time back that are still with us. And there's some new ones coming in, like Fairmount Austin. This is year two with them, and we're doing something really cool on December 1st. And if you have kids, and if you love Christmas, and who doesn't love Christmas, here's how you can help out and be a part of helping Dell Children's Medical Center on December 1st.
Yeah, this is the one for you. We're really excited about our partnership with the Fairmont. And it's something, just like you said, it's the second annual. Of course, the Fairmont opened just last year. And so we're really thrilled to be back with them again on year two, celebrating the holidays and kind of kicking off the season with a really special tree lighting ceremony. Like you said, it's going to be on Sunday, December the 1st, down at Fairmont Austin from 5 to 7 p.m. They're going to have all kinds of fun stuff going on that we'll talk about. But what we're really excited about is that a really special patient of Dell Children's Medical Center, little Owen Coulter, is going to have the honor of lighting the Christmas tree this year.
This is great. I loved it last year. I mean, just the giant switch and turning the switch in the tree. It's just seeing, you know, there's a special guest Santa there, but there's an even more special guest. And there's a kiddo from Dell Children's Medical Center that's there to get to pull that switch. And just for you to see it as just, you know, you listening and going out and checking it out, it's just... The pulling of a switch is just that much more extra special, just seeing a kiddo do it.
It really is, and it's so symbolic, you know, of this triumph that this family has been able to have. Owen is a five-year-old little boy from Liberty Hill, Texas, and just before Christmas last year, I can't believe we're already coming up on a year, but just before Christmas last year, Owen's heart stopped in our emergency room, and our team at Dell Children's had to save his life. And he ended up having to stay in the hospital for 56 days and endured, you know, so much. He suffered a stroke during that period, and so he's still receiving outpatient care through our rehab services at Dell Children's on that road to recovery. But he's doing great. He went back to school this year, and his family just couldn't be more excited to have the opportunity to light the tree at the Fairmont this year.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome meeting Owen and seen him, and you can see him as well, and you can also be a part of this event and make a donation to Dell Children's Medical Center. Of course, we take donations on site, the Fairmont Austin doing something really cool by also honoring and having a cocktail where proceeds go back to Dell Children's Medical Center. And the Fairmont Austin, if you've been in Austin, you know exactly where it is. It's downtown. It's the biggest, hugest, just giant hotel. Boom, right there. And we'd love you to come on out and be a part of the tree lighting. And also, I heard a special guest is a fire truck could be there.
That's right. So Owen's father is actually an Austin firefighter.
It's awesome.
And he's on call that night. So I think that there could be some fire trucks and some firemen that are going to be out celebrating Owen lighting the tree. But
kids love fire. Kids love firemen. I mean, it's just my son's five and that's all he wants to do. So I mean,
well, don't be nervous when you see fire trucks outside. There's no emergency there. Just celebrating with us.
No, absolutely not. Megan in studio with me, hanging out from Dell Children's Medical Center. Megan's been a part of Dell Children's Medical Center for a long time and been a part of our family here. I feel we're family because I've known you for so long at Intercom Austin and all our stations here, and just helping you out. Whenever you're in need, we always jump to it, and
I'm so grateful.
I love about the cluster that we work for here at Intercom, and I love the events that you do. Like we mentioned the tree lighting at Fairmont Austin on December 1st at 5 p.m. Love for you to join us out there. But another thing, if you can't make it out there and if you cannot make a donation to support DellChildrens.org, what I'd love you to do is go to Whataburger, because everyone loves Whataburger and everyone eats, right? Okay, so next time you're there, you need to make a donation of at least a dollar or more when you go to the drive-thru when you walk inside, because guess what? Our crew at Whataburger is helping out Dell Children's Medical Center.
That's right. We are so fortunate to have these community partnerships and be able to work with Intercom. And under this Mix Makes Miracles umbrella, we really do incredible things. So in addition to what we talked about at the Fairmont, we're also right in the middle of a Whataburger campaign. And Austin, this is your chance for a free Whataburger. Mm-hmm. All you have to do, like Alex said, with the purchase of some French fries and a drink and a donation to Dell Children's, you get a free Whataburger. Could be better?
It's amazing. Last time I was at Whataburger, which I go literally three times a week because I don't like to cook, and I will be the first to say that. My kiddos love it. I mean, I give a $20 bill and I get 20 of these coupons back. And I hand them out to people I know. It's just, I mean, this is my example is if you have a company here in Austin or you're looking for a holiday gift or just something to give your employees, do that. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's a really cheap and expensive gift. And not only are you giving something to that employee, but you're also giving something to Dell Children's Medical Center.
Giving something back to the kids.
Amazing stocking stuffer. So again, you want to go reach out, you want to help out, you want to figure out how you can help out Dell Children's Medical Center? Well, you can go to supportdellchildrens.org. You can join us at the Fairmont December 1st for the tree lighting. Fairmont Hotel.
I do want to talk about a couple other things that the Fairmont has going on.
Please do.
In addition to all the fun festivities they're going to have around the tree lighting, they're going to have a nutcracker made out of macaroons.
Oh.
Santa Claus is going to be there. They'll have specialty cocktails. And some of those proceeds are going to be going back to Dell Children's. But they also have a couple of different ways that they're going to be supporting Dell Children's throughout the holiday season. A portion of their sales are going to be donated back during their brunch series. They have a holiday brunch series. So in addition to that, they also have a Christmas Day dinner, and a portion of those sales are going to be donated back to the hospital. And then they also have a really special Trees of Hope room booking package. And so whenever a guest books this special Trees of Hope package, they'll receive 15% off of their accommodations, and then the Fairmont will donate $10 per night back to Dell Children's. So it's a really wonderful partnership and a great way for the community to give back to the hospital.
You know, it's funny. I consider the tree lighting on December 1st at 5 p.m. at the Fairmont Hotel. I consider it as a open house. Like, you know, right. For the package you just mentioned, I mean, why wouldn't you want a little staycation here in Austin? But it's an open house for you to come see the place. When you walk through the doors, you're like, oh, wow. Okay, this is the place I want to be.
It's pretty festive.
I mean, it is the most festive place in Austin, Texas, I am telling you. And the great thing is, I mean, you mentioned the Christmas dinner. I don't like cooking. I just said I hate cooking.
Who wants to do
How great would it be going to take the family to Fairmont Austin, have dinner on Christmas, and also give back to Dell Children's Medical Center?
Absolutely.
Pretty awesome.
All the festivities on the 1st are completely free. So
absolutely
please
free.
Come on out and bring your whole family to kick off the holiday season with us.
Yeah, it's funny because we have to say that several times because not many people are used to free. Like I've been last year when you walked around and you looked at all the baking stations, you're like, how much is this? They're like, it's free. And you're
free.
Are you sure? It's like you're trying to wonder. But again, we love to take a cash donation, any donation that you have. Again, you can make a donation at Fairmont Austin, or you can make a donation online again, or you can figure out how to make a donation online going to supportdellchildrens.org. And let's not forget, seriously, you're listening to this right now, you're thinking, what's for breakfast? Yeah, Whataburger. You can go to any Whataburger in the surrounding area, and you can also let them know that, you want to make a difference and you want to make miracles with Dell Children's Medical Center. And literally a dollar or more will go get you this coupon and it'll go straight to Dell Children's Medical Center. This is an amazing partnership with Whataburger. Amazing partnership with you guys, Dell Children's Medical Center. We're so glad for everything you do. And we're so fortunate that you're here in Austin, Texas. And I just read a stat, Megan. Megan, by the way, works with Dell Children's Medical Center. She's hanging with me in the studio this morning. 170 plus people are moving to Austin every day.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And it blows my mind that your facility, Dell Children's Medical Center, it's big, but it has to grow.
It has to grow right along with Austin.
I mean, it has to. I mean, you have the space. Yeah, you have the space for it. And you don't want to send any kids outside of Austin. You want to keep them here.
And there are those areas where kids, unfortunately, may have to leave to get certain procedures and go to Houston or Boston or, you know, some other city or even some other state. And we know that that affects a child's outcome when the family has to separate. Maybe they have to stay in the Ronald McDonald House somewhere. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't even have the resources to take their child to another city. We've got to make sure that families have everything they need right here in Austin. And that's really what this initiative is all about. So thank you for reading that website, supportdellchildrens.org. And if you just add a little / here to that, you can learn all about the HERE campaign, which is all about keeping kids right here where they belong.
That lovely voice is my friend Megan from Dell Children's Medical Center. My name, Alex Franco. You're listening to Inside Austin. Thank you for tuning in and helping out Dell Children's Medical Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.